Is it really super conqueror? I repent sometimes before the Lord because I actually like I've forgotten that the gates of hell will not withstand the onslaught and advance of the church. Join me, brothers and sisters. Search your heart. Repent where there is a lack of faith. Repent where we doubt and tremble. Repent where we worry. Confess to God that we believe Him. We take Him at His word. He is our avenger. And every enemy set up against the people of God, we simply must stand firm in the full armor of God, declare the word, plead with sinners, repent before it's too late, say to rebel sinners who hate our God, stack arms and bow before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Otherwise, you will be crushed. This is not the time to back down. It's not the time to cower. Not the time to hide. The Lord would say to us, go forth, conquering and to conquer. He would say to us, you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, and I'm going to prepare a place for you. Surely as I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. I'll receive you unto myself so that where I am, there you may be also. Receive the Holy Spirit. As the Father sent me, so send I you. These are marching orders from King Jesus. People all around you are living in fear and panic. God, help us to live with boldness and confidence. Because of what our God has promised to His people. And we are by His grace and for His glory, His people. And I realize saying that I speak to some here today who are not yet followers of Jesus Christ. You've not yet confessed Christ as Lord. You've not yet repented of your sin nature, your sins, and your notion of your own goodness. And I would say to you, repent and trust in Christ and find in Him your all in all and find that every word I've told you here today is true. It is yes. It is amen. The day of the Lord is coming. Are you getting ready for it? You prepared? One of the most haunting questions Jesus asked, and I'll close with this, is when the Son of Man comes, will He find faith on the earth? I pray that my answer and your answer is a resounding yes, Lord. Even so, come quickly. Let's pray. Dear Holy Father, you're the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. We bow before you in Jesus' name. Oh, we thank you for the message you gave to Joel to give to Judah that's been preserved.